hold on, I'm trying. No, no. Anyway, one more try. One more try.
Okay. By George, I think he got it.
Anyway, it's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Thanks for joining us. Every weekday at noon Eastern time, you can join us when we talk about what's on our minds. Email us, please, at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Or you can interact with us on Facebook, Be Unique Radio page, for your chance to win a gift every week.
Warning! Side effects of this show will most definitely include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a little bit of
definitely
dexterity on Gene's part.
Yeah, is that the word of the day, dexterity?
Nope.
Oh, I thought I was getting a jump on things.
Oh. No. Today's word of the day is bird brain. Have you ever known any bird brains?
Bird brain. No, I've heard the term before.
You ever known any birds?
I've known some birds.
You ever known any people with brains?
Yeah, a few.
Well, a bird brain is an annoyingly stupid and shallow person. Sometimes we call them scatterbrains. Now, another synonyms, I had to stop and think with the word. Synonyms for bird brain are cuckoo, ditzy, feather brain, featherhead, fibbertigibbet. Wait a minute, I said that wrong.
I'm sure it makes sense to someone who made up the word and they use it all the time.
They're also nitwits, rattle brains, scatter brains, and soft heads. But what I found cool was the antonym. The opposite of a bird brain is a sober side.
Really? Sober sides?
Sober sides. That means they are solemn or serious in nature or appearance. Thus, sober.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting.
So I guess, I don't know.
So bird brain isn't necessarily stupid. It's just like...
More annoying.
Annoying and maybe gadfly-ish.
Yeah, gadfly is a cool word. I like that.
Which would be good food for a bird, I'm sure.
And today we're talking about birds. But specifically we're talking about songbirds. Because our lovely researcher, Barb Marino, did some research and came up with, I think it's a top 10 list of the best singing birds in the world.
Excellent.
Now, if you had to guess, what bird would you say might be one of the best singers?
You're thinking like the quintessential songbird worldwide.
Yes.
Oh, maybe like a canary or a parakeet.
I don't know about a parakeet, but a canary's on the list. What about the bird whose namesake was also a nurse named Florence?
Oh, the nightingale.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful songs.
The nightingale, the name literally means night songstress, nightingale.
Huh.
And canary is number two on our list. But I found some really cool trivia about the word canary.
Okay.
Now, first of all, if you've ever heard of the, miners who, they take a canary into the mines to sing, because the canary's going to sing. They sing all the time. The reason that the miners would carry canaries into the mines, because a lot of mines have gas that is released, and it's undetectable. You can't smell it. It's it's a natural phenomenon.
Like methane.
Yeah. But it's something you don't always smell until it's too late. But if the canary stops singing, it's probably dead, unfortunately. So the lack of a canary song was a sign that the miners needed to get out of the cave. But that wasn't even the best of my trivia research on this.
What was the best?
Canary is an Australian slang word for a yellow defective vehicle sticker that police put on your cars that don't meet the requirements of safety or anti-hoonness. Hoonness.
Hoonness.
H-O-O-N-N-E-S-S. That blew my mind. That word, anti-hoonness. Now, hoonness basically means awesome or over the top It's a hot rod term. And here's an example of how you might use the word in a sentence. I took my car out for a drive today, got a bloody canary for having a cracked windshield. Or you might say, I got a canary last week for having bald tires. Now here's a bird that I didn't know anything about and I have to do some research into. But it's number 3 on our songbird list. The Asian Koel. Mm-hmm. K-O-E-L. Have you heard of that bird?
I haven't heard of even the name. I don't.
I should have looked this up already, but I didn't. Asian Koel is, oh my gosh, it's a brilliantly blue bird. Member of the cuckoo order.
Oh.
Found in the Indian subcontinent, China, Southeast Asia. They are related to black-billed koel, the Pacific koels, which are sometimes treated as a subspecies. Hmm. Interesting.
Very interesting, yes.
So number 4 is a rose-breasted grosbeak, or grosbeak. Is that a grosbeak? How do you pronounce that word? G-R-O-S-B-E-A-K.
Gross. Grosbeak.
Gross.
I don't know. Probably gross. I remember I asked an old retired French teacher how to pronounce a word, because I've heard it 2 different ways in French. And she said, well, if you're in France, you do it that way. But if you're here in America, you just do it this way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, do you remember the word?
No.
Well, come on. Gene, what's wrong with
that? But it was basically, it was the French pronunciation versus just us saying, you know, I guess verbalizing all the silent vowels. And
exactly. I know
soft.
That the French don't. Oh, it's just grosbeak. Grosbeak.
Grosbeak.
Okay. Grosbeak.
So gross, it's probably big. G-R-O-S is big, isn't it?
Well, it's actually, yeah.
Do they have a big beak?
I don't know. Let's find out why they call them a grosbeak. Well, they do have a big, chompy-looking beak. Probably eat a lot of nuts.
Yeah, big, fat beak.
They're seed-eating passerine birds with large beaks. So the next bird on our list is no surprise to me, the American robin.
Oh, yes. That's a singer. He sits in the treetop all day long. Wait, that's the rockin' robin.
Rockin'. What? How? Can you do that on your recorder?
That's what I tried to do.
Rockin' robin.
You just couldn't tell it because it wasn't very good.
I can't even think it in my head. It was a... hoppin' and a boppin' and a singin' his song. Rock Robin. Was that a Jackson 5 song?
No, it was oldies, yeah. It was old, like 50s stuff.
The song thrush is another bird on our list.
Song thrush. I've heard of thrushes.
I've heard of thrushes. I think all of the thrushes are songbirds, but these are supposedly among the best birds in the world who sing. And they're a little brown bird. They're very unassuming looking bird.
You said a thrush?
A song thrush.
Oh, here's a wood thrush.
It has a distinctive song, which has repeated musical phrases and has been frequently referred to in poetry.
Huh.
Did you find it?
No, this is a wood thrush.
Wood thrush. It's very soft. But listen to it. That's kind of cool. So another bird, this one surprises me. I wouldn't have thought of it as a songbird.
Yeah.
A channel-billed cuckoo.
Wow, really?
A cuckoo bird.
Yeah.
And I think of a cuckoo as going, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Kind of like me in the morning. But it's a big bird with a big voice, apparently.
Huh.
Let's see if this come up.
Well, now.
Oh, look at that. It's got a big beak,
wow,
too.
Wow, that's a big bird.
Wow. I guess when they're mating and making a lot of noise, it would kind of sounds like noise to me instead of a song. Huh. But I don't know.
Well, now I wonder if there's a difference. I've heard people say bird calls and bird songs.
True.
I wonder if they're different.
I don't know.
Technically.
The house sparrow is a good songbird, according to Barb's research.
Mm-hmm.
The black-billed magpie. I thought magpies were kind of like crows and did more cawing than singing.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that the maybe a bird call, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not...
So, well, I'm just going to look this up real quick here,
yeah.
Just because I want to know, because that's what we're listening to, different things. So it looks like the difference between a call and a song, it's like the call is generally a vocalization of like a short, simple something, like a call out. As opposed to a song will be more of a complex full tune, like like a word versus a sentence, perhaps.
Kind of like you're a recorder.
Yeah.
You know, note versus a... You can play a, you can toot a toot, or you can play a whole song.
That's right. Of course, I can't play a whole lot of whole songs, because when I learned to play the recorder, I was a hot dog vendor beside the road. And every time I started practicing a song, I'd get busy and have to serve hot dogs. So I got the start of lots of songs. But
that's the magpie.
Now, magpies are cool. I lived a place where they were, they lived out in the yard and stuff. Big, long tails.
Yeah, they're beautiful birds.
I think it was Colorado is where I lived. We had magpie. Occasionally in South Dakota.
Very interesting. So the final bird on our list is the yellow-tailed black cockatoo. That's a very specific bird.
Yeah.
Yellow-tailed black cockatoo. And I'm going to make sure I have a picture of all of these birds on our slideshow for people.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So they can see what the birds look like.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty bird.
Let's see if we can get it to send. Oh, I don't want the ad to go away.
Well, you know, the thing about these birds that when... I wonder who made the list up. There's the top 10 birds.
Yeah, I don't know.
And because what I'm thinking of, the one that I didn't see on there is one I grew up around, is the Western Meadowlark.
Ooh, a meadowlark.
Oh, my goodness. They just sound...
And, you know, maybe this list is... Well, he's ripping that pine cone apart. Look at that. Maybe the list is the most vocal birds. I mean, look at my cat. People don't think of cats as being vocal. Cats, they think, are just sleepy all the time.
Right.
But I have a very vocal cat.
He talks a lot.
He does. And I'm surprised he hasn't complained that we've shut him out of our room. Out of our studio. But he talks more than most cats do. And I think maybe birds talk. Some birds talk more than others.
Yeah, I agree.
But behind my house, I have a waterway. And I have seen swallowtail kites, which have a kind of a kee, kee sound. And then I have, I think they're red shoulder hawks that... They're more of a screecher.
More like a dinosaur sound over
yeah.
there.
Yeah. We have some big, gigantic owls. Woo, 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 woo. That's what we hear late at night, just around sunset.
Hmm.
Then I have some anhingas.
Yeah.
And they're like... Wah, 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 wah. Curtis insists that they were the inspiration for Star Wars drones. Wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah. Might be.
And we have... great blue heron. I don't think I've ever heard one. However, a couple of days ago, we were having dinner on the patio just before sunset, and we heard some kind of ruckus. And quicker than I could see it, it happened. A big bird flew probably a foot or two above the water, the entire distance of what my vision could see. And it was, we heard this flap, flap, flapping of the wings, and kind of a rah, 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 kind of like, I'm not happy is what it sounded like. And it was gone. We've had ducks, which have a variety of duck sounds, including, you know, but other things right. besides that. Yeah.
Well, I grew up in South Dakota. I said the meadowlark is the one you'd always hear.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do that. Mm.
Nice. And the whippoorwill. What about the whippoorwill? Yeah. We have red-headed woodpeckers out here that sound like chickens.
They make a racket.
They make a lot of
noise. Oh, you know who's one of the loudest, most obnoxious sounds birds is these little tricolored herons. You've ever heard them?
Oh, my gosh,
it's
yes.
Just
they sound like somebody's killing them.
Yeah.
And the funny thing about the anhinga is when it is chirping up a bird, it only makes noise when Curtis comes out. It doesn't no. make noise for me.
Probably saying hi, Curtis. Thank you.
Probably. Or get off my lawn.
You're coming out and say, oh, don't talk to her.
Oh, man. Look at the time, Gene.
Oh, all right.
Oh, we got some, our bird brains got away from us today.
Yes. So, they sure did.
Well, this was a fun topic. I like this.
Yeah, you know,
I'd love to know what our listeners think. If you want to suggest a topic,
yeah.
Gene will tell you how.
Well, and if you want to hear more about birds, or if there's something about birds that you wanted to learn and you didn't, tell us that too. You can reach out to us at beunique.org. You can check out all our radio shows. You can reach us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. You can also go to Facebook and find Be Unique Radio Facebook page and interact with us there. You have a chance to win free gifts.
Yeah, we'll mail them anywhere in the world. All you have to do is interact with us, and your name goes into what we call the opportunity box.
So check us out at beunique.org, please.
That's B-U-N-E-K-E.org.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.